It's Thirsty Thursday in the Word again. Glad you're here. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in your believers. Lord, we love you. You are an amazing God, an awesome God, and we always want to give you praise and honor for who you are and what you've done in our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to share tonight. Give folks ears to hear. Give them hearts to understand what you're wanting to say to them through these lips, and speak through lips of clay, Lord, if you will. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You ever have challenging situations in your life and you just feel like you need a little extra wisdom? Let's look at this verse from Proverbs 9:10. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Man, if I'm confused and I need some understanding, I think maybe diving into the Word would help. Sometimes it's practical wisdom and you just need counsel with somebody who's a believer, a good close friend, or a pastor, perhaps. And you just need to get that counsel and get some wisdom. Who is the most skillful person that you know in your life? Man, I've got a nephew who can do anything. Anything. He's so smart. Do anything with his hands. He can build anything. It's amazing what kind of skills he has. And you know, in the Old Testament, the translation for wisdom is skill. A lot of people have different skill sets. You can be a craftsman. You can be skilled at being shrewd. You can actually have skill as you build things, as you gather things. There's a skill that is required to pull things together to plan for other events and other seasons. A wise person, then, is a person who's skilled in living life. That's a nice thought. Wisdom gives you the skill just to live your life, to live a life that blesses other people and that blesses God. How cool is that? A wise person navigates his or her way through life relying on a biblical narrative, a biblical sense of what God would have us do in his kingdom. If you have those challenging situations in your life, why not pray for that wisdom? Seek it out from other people. And when you ask, God promises he will give it to you. You knock on the door and he's promised to open it. You seek and he's going to let you find it. Just look for it in him. Allow him to speak to you. Allow him to train you up on how to use the skills you have to bless other people. True wisdom is the skill of living successfully from God's point of view. What would he do? God bless you. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. And share your testimony.